A Car for the Farmer. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The whole principle behind this is to build a relationship between the American consumer and the American farmer, to do it in a fun, engaging way, to do it in a way that makes that relationship personal.
That's Pat Driscoll of the Furniture Row Racing Team out of Denver, Colorado, and they recently unveiled the Car of the Heartland to promote the American farmer.
What we've done with the car and with the whole program, again, the car is the linchpin. What we've done with the whole program is we've tried to build individuality into this. We're going to feature local farmers, local production at the tracks we race at. We're going to highlight individual people, and we're going to, through that, help the American consumer understand what it takes to grow food in this country and develop an appreciation, a respect for the need of a domestically produced food supply. That's what this is all about.
Pat Driscoll says they hope the car will be ready for next year's Daytona 500 and then run in all 38 NASCAR races next season. But they know it's going to take a lot of money, and they feel it can be done.
What's it going to take? It's going to take about $18 to $20 million. But because of the program that we have set up and because of the approach we're taking with multiple partnerships, we can do it, so it's not a huge burden on any one partner. It's a cooperative effort, which, of course, agriculture founded. Agriculture is about cooperation. This is the same principle that we're using on this car. It's a cooperative effort of agribusiness and agriculture.
Pat Driscoll is a former farm broadcaster and is really excited about the possibility of having a NASCAR car to promote agriculture. Now, Furniture Row Racing is currently working to secure funding from over 30 ag organizations to sponsor the Car of the Farmer. And the plan is to paint up the car different each week to promote that area's ag interest. A great way to share the story of our nation's number one industry. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.